Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. You can call in and talk about what we're talking about or bring up a new topic. It doesn't matter. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. And that number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Nikki,
and Tim.
If we have Tim here, he's been a long-time listener, and he's my friend in real life, so he came to visit, and he's going to be on the show with us tonight. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks.
First story I have to cover tonight is about in Minnesota, or not Minnesota, Michigan, there was a city council meeting where an all-Muslim city council voted to ban pride flags in public spaces in the whole city.
That's crazy.
Which just seems a little bit like a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lots of shenanigans went down because of that, and it's pretty entertaining.
I mean, it seems like they wouldn't be able to do that because, I mean, a rainbow flag could mean anything. Like, it's not necessarily a pride flag, so if I have a rainbow, something rainbow in my yard, how are they going to enforce that and tell me that I can't have that? That's just kind of ridiculous.
I haven't necessarily found out if they're banning that specific pride flag with the, like, triangle on the side.
Oh, yeah, like the new updated one.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that yet. It could be that, but you're right. If someone just wants to have a rainbow piece of fabric in their yard, they should be able to. I mean, somebody should be able to have any flag they want to have in their own yard. Well, oh, wait. It's about public property. But still, they shouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, I was thinking private property. Okay.
Yep.
It's still weird, though.
It's still not right. It's not a religious symbol. I mean, it's crazy. Let's just get into it. A Michigan city with an all-Muslim government has banned LGBTQ+ flags from public areas after a bizarre hours-long meeting that saw displays of passion from both sides. The Hamtramck... That's a weird name. It's Hamtramck. City council meeting took a turn when a woman wearing a clown nose made a speech mocking the council and its majority Muslim. Okay, majority. I thought it was all Muslim population. Oh, wait, no. The council is majority Muslim. I thought the whole council was majority or was all Muslim. But
my question is, why is she wearing a clown nose?
I think she's calling them clowns.
She's just
or
yeah,
saying
like, trying
this
to
is
be
clown
rude.
World. It's kind of clown world. It says, a woman wearing a clown nose made a speech mocking the council and its majority Muslim population before kissing a woman standing next to her on Tuesday night. So obviously, as you can imagine, a bunch of religious people probably didn't like that. And it was probably hilarious.
I just can't believe we're still doing this, right? Like, yeah, this isn't the 80s anymore where, you know, like, this is... I thought we were past this. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if a straight community, like a Muslim community, says that two lesbians can't kiss, why can't a gay community come out and say that two straight people can't kiss because that's offending them? I mean, I feel like it's a two-way street, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people want to talk about grooming, like, oh, Disney's grooming kids and they're, you know, letting gay people kiss in, you know, children's movies. But so if that is grooming, if two gay people kissing is grooming, wouldn't it be the same for, you know, to straight people in a movie, or, you know, like all of the princess movies where they get saved by Prince Charming and fall in love. How is that not grooming? I don't see how it's both ways.
Yeah, a bunch of masked Nazis didn't come to my elementary school when my fourth grade teacher had her husband come for one day and announce that they both announced together that she was pregnant. It was really sweet.
Yeah, that's cute.
And we all cried because, like, she was also telling us that she had to quit, basically, and we got a new teacher the rest of the year. But anyways, no, you know, Nazis came to take out the groomer who was, you know, grooming children because... You know, that's pretty heterosexual there.
And, like, I also want to be clear, I don't think it's necessarily, I don't want to insinuate that it's an issue if, like, a straight couple is, you know, kissing in a Disney movie. You know, I don't think that's necessarily inappropriate for children to witness, like, to a certain extent. But I just don't, I just don't really feel like there's anything wrong with children knowing that gay people exist.
That's what I'm saying, too. To be clear, I'm not saying that somebody should have come and stopped my teacher in that instance or anything. I don't think grooming is really a thing that these right-wingers think it means.
Well, I think a bigger issue is that when two people kiss, I mean, it's just a normal thing that happens. I mean, most kids have seen their parents kiss. It's nothing that's, like, out of the ordinary. I mean, even most kids have at one point seen two gay people kiss, if not lesbians, or whatever you have it. I mean, I think that it's really the parents' responsibility. If you don't want your kids seeing that certain type of behavior, either in TV, in real life, that's your own, you know, parental choice, obviously. But it's not really something that you can... Say again? Okay. It's not exactly something that...
Sorry, it's like if you move an inch away, we have our producer here trying to...
Right on the center.
Okay. I mean, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry. There's nothing wrong with seeing two gay people kiss, and what the other thing that you said that's important is that the parents, if that they have a problem with that, it's up to them. I'm sorry, maybe don't send your kids to a school where, like, don't send your kids to a Catholic school if they're going to teach about heterosexuality, if that's your problem.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I think a lot of people feel like this is being shoved down their throats, and it's really not. I have a lot of, you know, friends that are very religious. Maybe they're, you know, devout Catholic people, and they're, you know, very particular with what they want their children to see. So they, you know, read the books first, or they watch the movies first. They're sure to kind of scan things, whatever, like, content that their children are going to watch, to make sure that it, you know, meets their expectations. I don't necessarily think there's something wrong with that, but to try to force the rest of the world to follow your own spiritual or religious beliefs, or, you know, it just, that's not how it works.
And that's exactly right, because the principle of the thing is don't force other people to do or believe or think what you do. And whatever the belief is, it never becomes okay because you have the best, most right belief.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. The woman says, the woman who was dressed up as a clown and kissed another woman while giving a speech says, sure, many Hamtramck residents have fled countries where being gay is a death sentence, but nothing says we have to make it comforting and welcoming here. Well, that's a little rude, honestly. Getting a little rude there. While we can't legally discriminate against LGBTQ people in the United States anymore, the city of Hamtramck can say, ew, no, be proud somewhere else, she says.
That is...
I think one of the concerning aspects to what you just read is that basically what she's saying is because it's illegal to discriminate, we can't do that, so we can not accept it. Whereas what she's really saying is, well, if it was legal to discriminate against these people, I would absolutely discriminate. So the only thing that's separating that fine line between discrimination and non-discrimination is that one little tiny piece of legislation.
This is the thing. I think everyone should be allowed to discriminate. Absolutely, 100% against someone else for their race, against someone for their gender, whatever have you. But I don't think that the government should be allowed to.
I agree with that, yeah.
I think that they don't have rights. Humans have rights. says, the meeting was so well attended. People were listening from the hallways as council members said the pride flag clashed with the beliefs of some members of their faith. See, that's where it comes. That's where the problem comes in, because some people have a faith and they're members of government. They can't put that aside and, you know, allow other people to think differently. I just think that's crazy. The pride flag isn't a religious symbol.
No, and even if it was, like, am I not allowed to have, well, I guess whatever, because it's, I keep forgetting that this is about public property. But still, I don't get why people think that seeing a pride flag is shoving it down their throat. Like,
oh, I mean,
just
Christians,
ignore it.
Christians all the time in public property wear crosses around their neck. It's not if anyone's complaining about it offending them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm sure that a Christian, like, state rep could wear a cross necklace. You
but
know,
I guess
in
it is
duty.
Different, like, having it on their person or wearing something. Because it doesn't sound like this is, like, prohibiting people from wearing a gay pride shirt or whatever. It seems like they just don't want flags at the town hall.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
It specifically says, even though I hadn't brought this up yet in the article, it says in this caption here that she's kissing a woman next to her Tuesday during debate over banning pride flags at public buildings. So I don't know if that means you can't even bring one into a public building or display it on the building.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that that meant that you could probably bring one in. I don't know why. I don't know. I guess it's not clear.
It says businesses and residents in the Detroit suburb aren't prohibited from displaying a pride flag on their own property. You guys are welcome, Council Member Naeem Choudhury says. But why do you have to have the flag shown on government property to be represented? You're already represented. We already know who you are.
That just sounds so strange. Like, sounds like a vague threat almost, or like,
you know,
oh yeah, we can tell
are.
That you're gay. You know, it just sounds like really strange.
Says, we want to respect the religious rights of our citizens. I just don't get it. Like, a pride flag being somewhere downtown isn't inhibiting the religious rights of anybody who's against gay people. I just don't get it. In fact, I don't know. I could say that the government existing is, you know, it's not inhibiting my religious freedom. Well, it tries
to. It kind
of
is.
It kind of is. Yeah.
It absolutely is.
They just never play evenly. There's no way to play fair in this game of government because ultimately it's going to be. I keep thinking the word inhibiting my rights. Trampling on someone's rights. That's the best word I can think of right now. She said, we want to respect the religious rights of our citizens. Hamtramck, population 27,000, is an enclave surrounded by Detroit. More than 40% of residents were born in other countries, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, and a significant share are of Yemeni or Bangladeshi descent. I just don't really get the point of even pointing it out. It's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, if you guys came from another country and it's not okay to be gay there, or you mostly have a religion there where it's not okay to be gay in your religion, it really shouldn't matter.
No, it shouldn't, because here people are allowed to have, you know, different religions. People are allowed to have different sexual orientations. Like, that is not only not against the law here, but it's also kind of socially acceptable. Like, people aren't typically, from what I've seen, people aren't really discriminating against LGBTQ plus people that
anymore.
Much anymore as in the past. Like, of course, some people are still getting discriminated against, but it's not nearly as bad as it was in the 80s and before that.
And really, this could open up the can of worms of like, oh, well, do we want to have a Christian flag, a Muslim flag, all these religious flags on the government property? Somebody might say that, but at the same time, LGBTQ plus flag isn't a religious flag. So
no.
I just don't get it.
I don't know. And kind of the bottom line is more rules, especially if they're coming from the government, is typically a bad thing.
Right.
So it just seems dumb to even have to like have this discussion.
And even in the question of doing religious things on public property, I believe that kids should be allowed to pray to whatever gods they want at public schools and bring Bibles there.
I mean, well, isn't public property owned by the people? So,
well, it's owned by the government.
Well, yeah, but you know, people who pay taxes and fund said government owns that property, so they should be able to exercise whatever rights they, you know.
So, and I think that's an important point, because they want you to think that it belongs to the public, and that's why they call it public, but really it's not. It belongs to the government, and you don't really have full rights there.
Exactly.
It says the two women kissing were followed up by Dearborn activist Hassan Aoun, who spoke passionately against the pride flag on public property. Said, "I am a Lebanese person and I support the American flag. We are not going to sit here and tolerate you guys coming and saying, oh, it's Pride Month. You're gay? No problem." He's not going to tolerate that. What?
Oh, man. And also, I've heard other people say this, it sounded like he was saying that somehow the Pride flag is like anti-American flag. Like, you can't have both, which isn't necessarily true. And I've seen a lot of conservatives say that as well, where they're like, this is the only pride flag I need, and it's either, like, a Confederate flag or the American flag.
Yeah, I think that during every June, it should be required that all government buildings change their seven stripes to red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. Just kidding. I don't actually mean that.
Well, I think it's pretty hypocritical, because most of the right-wingers and conservatives who are Bible thumpers and believe that, you know, the LGBTQ community isn't, you know, legitimate or anything like that, or they shouldn't be a community. They also believe that America is this glorious land of the free, home of the brave. Well, if it's such the land of the free, why can't people live the lives that they wish? Why do they have to conform to your wishes?
That should be their goal when moving here.
Exactly.
Not to change everybody into their religion, but to be able to practice their religion freely and uninhibited.
Well, and that's kind of how the conservatives are too, right? They're like, oh yeah, it's you, they want you to have freedom as long as your idea of freedom matches their idea of freedom.
Exactly.
And a lot of people on both sides are like that, where they're, you know, they talk about freedom and they, you know, human rights, all of these things, but they're only talking about the things that align with their beliefs and what they want to see out of society. And that's very different than wanting freedom for all people, which really means allowing people to do whatever they want to do, whatever makes them happy, as long as it's not harming other people.
That same guy, I lost his name on here, but the one that said, I'm a Lebanese person. Okay, Hassan Aoun said, don't sit here and throw it down kids' throats, my throat, or anybody's throat. And I just think it's ridiculous. Like, the flag is kind of purposely vague. I mean, if we're talking about just the standard rainbow flag, it's purposely vague. It's not a picture of two men.
I know, they act like there's porn on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, as if the kid's going to look at that.
It's a rainbow.
Yep. A kid's not going to look at that and automatically know what it means. You're going to have a conversation with them. And I know that's conservatives' absolute worst fear, having a conversation with kids about, you know, why are two men holding hands? Or is she a man or a woman? Or why are they naked?
Yeah.
Conservatives.
And that's the thing, too. Like, it really could be a simple conversation with the kids. And, you know, we've been going through this with Porkfest about the, you know, nudist people. And it's really simple. If your kid's like, oh, why is that person naked? Just because they want to be. It's not inherently sexual. And it is kind of a positive learning opportunity. But they just turn it into this really negative, weird thing when it's not. And it's the same thing with just gay people existing. A lot of, you know, homophobic people are turning it into this weird thing that it's not.
Well, I think that stems from the original Puritanist viewpoint of, you know, women need to be clothed, men need to be clothed. It's wrong to be gay. It's wrong to be lesbian. It's wrong to do these certain things. You have to live to this Christian lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, you have to conform to God.
Yeah.
I think that's where that starts from.
Yeah, I think it absolutely does as well. And, I mean, just because something makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean that you can trample on other people's rights.
Yeah, I agree.
The city council did vote unanimously to display only five flags, including the American flag, the Michigan flag, and one that represents the native countries of immigrant residents. Mayor Amer Ghalib made the flag a campaign issue when then-Mayor Karen Majewski flew one on city property in 2021. Mayor Amer Ghalib said that the flag or the city would not fly flags that were not related to American or veterans' causes.
I mean, it also seems kind of weird. So it said that they could fly, you know, flags of other countries where most of the immigrants were from.
It just seems weird
to be able to do that and not be able to fly the pride flag.
Also, veterans, you know? Flags for veterans' causes. Killing people is against my religion.
Yeah, but they don't care about that.
Yeah, war is totally cool. Kissing people.
And that's the thing, too. Not. What's really sad is, you know, people being anti-war does seem to be like you're in the minority if you have those beliefs,
mm-hmm.
because no one's really, from what I've heard, I've never ever heard of anyone being against, you know, flying different types of military flags on public government properties.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it doesn't offend me enough to do something about it. Like, and honestly, I don't care what people do. If you want to be proud of the fact that you were in the military, that's awesome. Do that. I don't care what is going on the government properties. You know, I don't care what's going on so-called public property.
Yeah, I'd rather them not exist.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's not worth my time to, like, try to infringe on other people's rights like the people in this article are doing.
And you say most people aren't, you know, like religiously anti-war, and that's absolutely true. You're in the minority, like you said, if you're anti-war, but I bet majority, probably everyone you talk to, is religiously anti-murder, and they just can't put those two things together.
Mm-hmm.
They can't realize that's a hypocrisy. Well, I don't know. This article has said two separate things now, or two contradictory things now, because this little caption under this picture says, some members of the All-Muslim Council said the pride flag clashes with the beliefs of some members of their faith. Businesses and residents aren't prohibited from displaying the pride flag on their own property. And then there's a picture of the guy. Yeah, I just think it's really ridiculous. It's kind of, he says here, we serve everybody equally with no discrimination and without favoritism.
I don't know, it does. I'm having a hard time deciding if this is discrimination or not. Because it doesn't sound like they're actually discriminating against them by saying, hey, I don't want a gay flag at the town hall.
But it's just like, what is the category that gay flag is in that they can be discriminated against when other things can't? Because, like, I can see religion. Like, you're supposed to separate religion and state. If there was, like, I don't know, a statue of Jesus, like a crucifix hanging in a public place, that would be inappropriate. But it's just not the same thing when it comes to, like, a pride flag.
Well, I think the biggest issue is that, like, it's just a flag. It's a piece of cloth with colors on it. And I think they're acting very ridiculous over just that, because, I mean, you take these same people and you burn an American flag, look how crazy they respond.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just a color, you know? It's just a rainbow.
Humans do get very into their symbolism.
Yep. Yes, they do.
And I also just can't believe him when he says that it's without favoritism, because he's obviously favoring Muslims with this decision, and they're all Muslims that made the decision. What do you think? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'll be right back. USA News update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken. We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. Mother Nature is beating up both sides of the U.S. in different ways. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest, where a heat wave that could be the longest on record is bearing down on Phoenix. In Nevada, Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. Vermont suffering in a very different crisis. The rain might have stopped, but rivers and streams keep rising. Twitter is reportedly blocking links to its new rival, Instagram Threads. According to users, links to threads.net are being blocked in Twitter searches. The move makes it more difficult to jump from one platform to the other. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Mickey,
and Tim.
And we've been talking about a Michigan town that their all Muslim city council voted to ban pride flags in public areas. In New Hampshire, we have some news coming up next about public areas. It's kind of tied in. Cop blockers, which, do you know what, you guys know what a cop blocker is?
Yes.
Yep. Somebody that goes and films cops. We have several of them that do it as basically their job in New Hampshire. They also call themselves First Amendment auditors, and they go into... Either if a cop is arresting someone, that's when they would really be a cop blocker. But they can also just go into City Hall, courthouse, any public area, and, you know, audit their ability to use their First Amendment to walk around and film things. That's basically the main thing. And also be able to get information, like put in a FOIA request, things like that. And city workers in New Hampshire... I don't know about the entire United States, but I'm going to say state workers, like government workers in New Hampshire, they have to let you film them because there's a actual amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution. I want to say it's 8, and it says that every government member has to be transparent and open for the public. And some cop blockers are going to storm the state capitol this month, so we'll get into that. But in other news about public property, we have a story of some kids skateboarding, but they didn't have a license, so the cops came in and arrested, I think you said, 80 children?
Yeah, more than 100 people were charged, including 81 children. So this was in San Francisco. Do you want me to get into the article?
Or are
you
just teasing
it? Nope. Okay. So as a San Francisco skateboarding event erupts into a massive massive melee? I don't know.
Melee? I don't know.
I don't know what that means, what they're using that word to mean. Anyways, basically, the cops are saying that a riot erupted as cops were cracking down on annual gatherings. So it sounds like they do this every year. I don't know exactly what they're celebrating or if it's a memorial of some sort, but it seems pretty harmless, children and maybe other, you know, young adults skateboarding down a hill in San Francisco. Doesn't really sound like that needs to turn into a riot, but let's see. So, San Francisco police shut down an annual skateboarding event that erupted into chaos, arresting 32 adults, inciting 81 minors in the Mission District July 8th. Hundreds gathered near Dolores Street to take part in Dolores Hill Bomb, a popular annual skateboarding event where people ride down a large hill. Officers issued a mass arrest of the crowd at 8:35 p.m. The majority were minors. Cops seized multiple firearms, uniting fireworks, and narcotics and paraphernalia.
So this was all just like a money grab to be able to go, yeah, I bet those skateboarders have some drugs and maybe even guns. Let's go arrest them and get a bunch of revenue for the town.
This is also a great example of how well gun control works, because I'm assuming it is so hard to get a firearm in San Francisco, but somehow they were confiscated. So how are people getting firearms?
Wait, aren't drugs illegal as well?
Yeah, and drugs. So how are people even getting these things if they're illegal?
Well,
you know, that's a
war on drugs doesn't work, and the war on guns will not year.
Exactly. So chaos erupted in the Mission District of San Francisco, where more than 100 people, mostly minors, were arrested. Officers described the event as unpermitted and non-sanctioned, and one that has previously taken over streets and caused mass property damage.
Well, the individuals who damage property should be punished.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with, like, them hosting this event, and I definitely don't think that they should need any sort of permission from the state. But San Francisco's a weird place because it kind of gets the like, hippie sort of vibe, especially since, like, that's where the Grateful Dead's from and, you know, Haight-Ashbury Street. But then there's, like, people, like, there's a wide homeless population, and people are pooping in the street, and it's just, it seems to be a mess.
Tons of stores, like, big-name stores, like Nordstrom, are closing down because they say, like, every day at the same time, people just come in with big trash bags, fill it up with merchandise, and walk right out because...
And they're allowed to, right? Yeah,
well,
so...
The workers are not allowed to stop them.
So that pretty much means they're allowed to if no one's going to do anything about it. So it seems like there's just a lot of crime going on in San Francisco. So, I want to say, yeah, these kids should be able to do this. But why does this need, you know, like, this could be a fun, harmless event. Why does it need to, like, why do they need to destroy private property and...
Well, I also think that this is typical government. You know, just a couple you know, 80-something kids wanting to have fun, skateboard their skateboard down a hill.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an event that they're doing. I mean, if some property gets damaged, you know, they should be held responsible for that. But ultimately, I mean, it's just them having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need a bunch of government officials and police people coming over and arresting kids, you know, charging them with narcotics and, you know, illegal firearm possession, all these other charges that could potentially ruin their life or ruin, you know, the career that they would be going after, ruin their any job possibilities.
So are you suspecting that maybe this is, you know, as far as this article goes, this is really the cops blowing this way out of proportion? They're like, well, there was fireworks and guns and drugs, and really it just wasn't
It's that possible.
Big of a deal.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard you say that there was any allegation that there was property damage this year. It's not like they came and broke up some kind of a riot. It seems more like they came and broke up a gathering and then...
Yeah, they were like, oh, just in case.
Yep.
In the past, this happened, so now you're not allowed to do it because you didn't get a permit.
And for all we know, the people who did it last year weren't necessarily involved with the meeting. I mean, cops are just going to say whatever they want to... give themselves a reason for their actions.
Yeah. So footage from the Saturday event shows large crowds cheering as children and adults furiously rolled down the steep descent, some flying off their boards and hitting the pavement only to get back up and do it again, which is pretty typical of skateboarding. The annual event quickly descended into chaos as reports of vandalism, illegal fireworks, gunfire, and violence erupted, causing riot police to storm the gathering, as if that's going to help things.
Yeah, I mean, illegal fireworks, that just means some firecrackers happened and San Francisco's mad about it.
Yeah, some kid had a Roman candle and now they have to go shoot them over it.
Yep.
Let's see. Videos of a significant police presence as officers dressed in full riot gear navigated the street and made arrests surfaced from the gathering. Children vandalized a light rail vehicle with graffiti and screaming, F the police, emerged as footage showed the large crowd quickly dispersed as cops closed in. So it wasn't like they were chanting F the police until the police came in full riot gear and started harassing them.
And
it's
typical. I mean, it's when in a situation where something that... You know, something does not need to be escalated to that extent. What do the police do? They arrive in full riot gear, acting like they just came out of Fallujah, and they scare these kids, you know, and it just completely takes the situation somewhere that it doesn't need to go.
Even just being in riot gear is like a threat in itself.
Yeah.
You have the guns.
Yeah.
And you're legally allowed to use them.
Yeah, and I mean, we've even seen it in the 60s with the anti-war protests, where there'd be, like, you know, that famous picture of the girl holding a flower out to the cop, and he's, like, pointing a rifle in her face.
Oh, my God.
You know, so, like, this is typical of police, and this has been going on for a very, very long time. So the article continues saying a pair of young adults pretending to use their skateboards as guns in others... jeering and laughing at police were also common themes among the countless videos and pictures that surfaced. That there's literally nothing wrong with that.
Skateboarding?
You're allowed to pretend whatever you want.
I don't think that a police officer is really mistaking a skateboard for a gun, so I don't think they're endangering anybody.
And also, it's like, well, they're pointing, the police, I mean, are pointing actual loaded firearms at people. So please tell me more about how you're threatened by a child with a skateboard.
Well, that's the classic government approach. Rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah.
I would just say it would be an unwise thing to do to pretend you're pointing a gun at a cop ever. Not saying it should be illegal. I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely a dumb thing, but they're also like teenagers.
Yep.
You know, like they're just trying to have fun. And then the cops come to harass them, so they're going to harass the police back. And I think probably it's not a smart thing to do because we know the police have habits of shooting innocent people.
And saying they thought that he had a gun.
Yeah, so, like, obviously it's not a very smart or wise thing to do, but I do think that more people should. You know, when the police are harassing you, don't just roll over and take it. Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
You know? We already went through that. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott said that this behavior will not be tolerated, thanking responding officers at Saturday's event. So they're doubling down on their decision to harass teenagers. This behavior will not be tolerated in our city, and I thank our officers for taking action to hold those accountable who brazenly engaged in reckless and dangerous behavior and violated the law.
Oh my God.
Thankfully, there were no serious injuries. He tweeted in the wake of the event.
So if they had been permitted, would any of this have happened?
I think that was the thing. Like, they just needed to ask permission. There were probably too many people gathered. I'm assuming if over 100 people were arrested, there were, you know, several hundred people here. I'm not really familiar with this street in San Francisco, so I don't know how big of an area. I mean, it could be annoying if you live there and there's a bunch of teenagers skateboarding and kind of causing a ruckus, but it just doesn't...
You don't get to control who is on the street in front of your house.
Yeah, exactly. Officers noted they first received reports of fireworks being set off and vandalism near Cumberland and Dolores Streets at 6:15. Officers responded to the area and assisted residents in accessing their homes because they were afraid for their safety, said police.
So these people are scared to go to their house because there's a firecracker going off. So what do? They call a guy a goon with a gun. That doesn't make any sense.
To come near their house.
Can you come shoot my dog, please? There's some teenagers shooting off Roman candles. Can you just, you know, come physically assault them for me and arrest them?
And that's the thing. No one was accused of, like, shooting a firework at a person. It's just the fact that they probably have some kind of time frame where they're not allowed to use fireworks in California. Because, I mean, I know they have a lot of wildfires, but it's not like fireworks are the number one cause of wildfires. I think it's ridiculous that they're illegal.
Well, it probably is illegal to set them off.
No, that's what they said. They said they had illegal fireworks.
Yeah.
It's not like they were harming people with them.
I know in a lot of states you aren't allowed to just set fireworks off.
Especially in certain time periods.
Yeah.
In the western states, it's a lot of, you know, the summer because there's fire hazard.
Well, it really just sounds like the issue isn't these kids setting off fireworks, or the issue isn't these kids actually harming people or causing any damage. The issue is that they're being disobedient.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not listening to the government rules, so.
That's exactly it. That's why they use the word unsanctioned.
Yep. So at 7:10 p.m., an officer attempting to assist a resident entering their home was approached by a 16-year-old boy who allegedly spat in his face. I mean, if that's true, that's not really cool. I don't think you should, you know, aggress on people. I completely understand, like, being an angsty teenager, and I completely understand not liking the police. But, I mean, if that is the truth of the matter, then that's... Well, that doesn't sound like the whole story.
No, I don't think so either. I'm sure that there's more to that story. But, I mean, if that is exactly what happened, I mean, the kid did assault him.
Yeah. So. When the officer tried to detain the boy, a 15-year-old girl allegedly tried to interfere, and the officer received, in quotes, lacerations to his face, whatever that means.
Nice. Maybe she was scratching his face or something, or
maybe
hitting with
nails.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, and it... I've never seen anyone able to, like, especially a 15-year-old girl, really attack an officer because...
They're going to tase you or something.
Yeah, exactly. So I just have a little bit of a hard time believing some of the details.
Is this the same story with the riot gear?
Yeah.
So how did he... So he got lacerations on his face through the riot gear?
They didn't say that this particular officer, he might have just been a regular city cop.
Okay.
I don't know if he was a member of the SWAT team, but it did say earlier in the article that they... arrived wearing riot gear. But this might be before the riot gear people came. I think they said something about that happening at 8 o'clock.
I can't really say that I blame the girl. Because even if the boys spat in the officer's face, is that a level of aggression that warrants kidnapping? Should she have been able to, you know, stop her friend potentially from being kidnapped? Yeah, I think, you know, she didn't do anything.
And also, like, there are a very long series of events spanning decades that led up to this point of disrest. So obviously, you know, there's a reason why people don't like the police.
Absolutely.
You know, so there are, yeah, maybe that particular officer in the moment didn't do anything to warrant any sort of physical assault. But there is, you know, a very long history of police brutality. And as we point out on the show a lot, if you are a police officer, you are accepting a job with the description of harassing people, enforcing unjust laws, and, you know, that kind of does, I don't think it warrants physical assault, but it does, I don't even want to say makes them a bad people, but kind of.
I think it definitely makes you a bad person.
At least you're agreeing to accept money to do bad things. It's like, what's the difference between, like, being in a gang?
I mean, yeah, exactly. The only difference is that some gangs might actually just be gangs that don't do anything to harm other people. They might just be, I don't know all gangs, but there could be gangs out there who don't kill people and just want to sell drugs. I don't know. But I think the description, your job description as a police officer, you have to be harming people.
Yeah.
You are agreeing to enforce all laws. There's nowhere in the United States that there are no unjust laws.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, including police officers themselves, kind of like to justify this role as saying, like, oh, well, you know, I helped this little girl cross the street or whatever.
Well, I think a police officer will pretty much convince himself of anything to make himself sleep better at night.
And that's the thing, right? So it's like, well, I did these few things right, so I am, you know, allowed, even though I had to do all of these horrible things, at least I helped a couple of people, and I think a lot of people use that. Like, oh, what if a crackhead breaks into your house? A lot of the back the blue people will use that excuse. So who are you going to call when you need help? I would literally call anyone before I would call the police. I would call my friends. I would have the means to defend myself. And, you know, I don't want to be a helpless person that needs to call the state every time they need help. I want to be able to defend myself and to have a community of people who I can actually trust. Because when I call 911, I have no clue who's going to show up to help me. It could be some crazed maniac. They could come here and, you know, like, assault me or, you know, like, that's the thing. So
determine that you're crazy and kidnap you.
Exactly. So, like, why would you call some random strangers just because they wear a badge and, you know, they failed out of high school?
And that's why I think that the Free State Project, joining the Free State Project and moving to New Hampshire, is the first step towards just taking personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying, I want to join a community where I already have that covered. Like, I would literally call, if my husband wasn't around and I had to call someone, I'd call your husband next door before I would call a stranger who I expect to work for me for you know, he works for me. He's a cop, right? No, I'm not that dumb, one. And two, I've taken the, you know, personal responsibility to live among people who respect me and respect my rights, and we agreed to do the same.
Yeah, and also, who's going to, if you need help immediately, who's coming first, your neighbor or a cop?
Yep.
So the article continues to say, during their arrest, the crowd began to throw ignited fireworks, smoke bombs, glass bottles, and metal cans at officers. Both teens were detained and arrested, and the boy was taken to the hospital for an injury that was not released, so we don't know what the injury is. So 5 minutes later, at 7:15 p.m., officers made a verbal announcement for the crowd to leave the area since the unlawful assembly had began to turn violent. Police said people continued to light fireworks in Dolores Park, sparking fires that saw the San Francisco Fire Department, that was weirdly phrased, sparking fires that saw the San Francisco Fire Department called to the area before the park was closed and people quickly dispersed from the area.
Well, you know, don't be irresponsible with fireworks, but it's also pretty base that they kept doing it after the cops told them to leave.
Just 20 minutes later, police responded to reports of a gunshot at 18th and Church Streets, where an occupied MUNI light rail vehicle was stopped in its tracks due to large crowds. I don't know. What is a light rail vehicle? Do we know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that like the trolley or something? I don't know. It sounds like it might be a trolley, like some sort of public transportation.
I was thinking light, like the color, or, you know, like light, but I might be light, like not heavy.
Yeah, they mentioned it earlier in the article, and I kind of just brushed by it, but I didn't really know what it meant then. Officers said they saw the light rail vehicle being vandalized and multiple people allegedly climbed on top of it. A second MUNI vehicle also reportedly vandalized at 17th and Church Streets, and crowds remained in the area.
Well, I gotta say, one thing that could stop things like this from happening to begin with could be just to give kids more important things to be doing. Like, let kids not have to go to school until they're 18 and allow them to work.
Yeah, I mean, and like, so there's a picture here as I'm looking at this article, and the description is, one kid was seen going down the hill with her scooter wearing a unicorn helmet. So it's like this, like, little, she looks like about to be 6 or 7 years old, and she's riding down with her dad, and he's on a skateboard. So this does seem like it could have been, you know, a very fun, wholesome event. And again, I don't know what they're celebrating. I don't know if it's a memorial. I don't know if it's just a fun thing that they like to do. Like, everybody that likes to skateboard and ride bikes and whatever, like, we're all gonna come storm this hill. Like, it does seem like it could be a fun thing, and I don't necessarily think that people doing drugs there or lighting off fireworks is a bad thing. Again, it does kind of suck for the people that live there, and they're, like, trying to get home, and there's all this commotion, but how is that different than having a parade?
It's not.
You know what I mean? So, like, the state can have all sorts of parades for Thanksgiving and, in like, different holidays that you may or may not celebrate. But why?
You shouldn't live on the steepest, coolest skateboarding hill in town.
Well, I think, like, the biggest difference is, like, that the state is claiming is that it was permitted.
Yeah, it's approved.
Yeah, exactly.
So at 8:12, a group of 200 skaters began removing police barricades at 18th and Dolores Streets, and a group of people stopped the third MUNI light rail and vandalized it. Okay, this is getting repetitive about the vandalization. We can assume that they vandalized multiple light rail vehicles.
One thing is, I never heard throughout the whole article so far any accusations that there was vandalism or violence before the cops showed up.
Yeah, it was just, there was an assumption because previously, you know, years past, there was. So they assumed that there was going to be.
I mean, we don't even know that violence or vandalism didn't happen before the cops showed up last year.
Yeah. Or whatever. And also, I don't think the police being there would warrant vandalism.
Okay, yeah, it wouldn't warrant vandalism. But, I mean, a police being there trying to kidnap someone does warrant his face getting scratched. What do you think? It's 603-283-6160 if you want to call in with your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Coming up, should kids be allowed to drop out of high school? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.